The Bristol Bay Forever Initiative, which seeks to add a layer of legislative approval to any future hard rock mining within the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve, has survived a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality. Backers expect the initiative to still be on the primary ballot this August. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
In December of 2012, on the advice of Attorney General Michael Garrity, Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell gave the green light to the supporters of the Bristol Bay Forever Initiative to begin collecting signatures. A month later, a group of plaintiffs, including the Alaska Miners Association and the Council of Alaska Producers, filed suit, claiming the initiative constitutes local and special legislation which runs afoul of Article 11, Section 7 of Alaska's Constitution. The case dragged on for more than a year, but was finally decided Friday at the courthouse in Fairbanks.
The Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle utterly rejected each and every one of the plaintiffs' arguments that Bristol Bay Forever Initiative is unconstitutional.
That's Art Hackney, a spokesman for the Bristol Bay Forever Initiative. Hackney says the plaintiffs argued that Bristol Bay is not unique and does not stand out from Alaska's other fisheries, and that the initiative lacks a fair basis to restrict mining operations in one geographic area and not others like Cook Inlet, Prince William Sound, or the Yukon River.
And the judge rejected this argument by saying the legislature clearly decided that Bristol Bay was unique and important by creating the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve. He held that their attack on it is a misdirected attack on the creation of the Fisheries Reserve in 1972, is his exact quote.
The plaintiffs further argued that requiring the legislature to issue final approval for a mine like Pebble in the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve would usurp the authority already given to the executive branch, which oversees the Departments of Natural Resources, Fishing Game, and Environmental Conservation. That's a separation of powers issue. See Articles 2 and 3 of the state constitution. But according to Hackney, the judge held that the initiative would merely add a layer of protection, not strip away the governor's final authority.
He summarized the protections that this is providing correctly, saying it adds two layers of protection to the fisheries reserve, in addition to required permits from state and federal officials, a review by the legislature resulting in enactment, and by implication, a review by the governor, who must decide whether to veto or sign the legislation or let it become law without his signature before any kind of permitted mining could occur.
Hackney said the plaintiffs indicated they may take the matter to the Alaska Supreme Court for another try, though he's confident the initiative will hold up there as well.
It's inconceivable that the Supreme Court will view this any differently than the Superior Court did, because it was so clear-cut.
The plaintiff's lead attorney, Matthew Singer, could not be reached for comment. Last fall, backers of the Bristol Bay Forever Initiative turned in some 43,000 signatures with their petition, which the Division of Elections certified in November. The issue is slated to go before Alaska voters during the primary election this August, albeit with one small change. On account of the legal uncertainty, it's now been bumped from initiative number 2 to number 4 to make it easier for election officials in the off chance it gets pulled from the ballot. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.